Hey Scott, this is a follow-up. We've met a week ago and we had a chance to talk about the work you did around the Geneva server, PHP, using the Zen InfoCard framework. So we're going to today look at a demo, but maybe yes. Just before, for the people watching the video, would you introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Scott Otis. I am the CIO lead developer here at Intant. And we produce and host an application called Tanner for Schools, which is an online calendar that schools across the country are using to organize all their events online. So we have partnered with Microsoft to work with their Geneva server and InfoCards, and I'm here today to kind of share a little bit about that and go dive into some code and have some fun.
So. Okay, all right. So before we dive into the code, can you just explain the context of what you did and a little bit the steps, and then we will dive into the demo and the code.
Okay. So when the partnership came about, we I had to go kind of look for a solution to help process the information cards and the tokens that we're going to be getting from the Geneva server. And I found that the Zend InfoCard framework was going to be the best fit for us. And then in our previous interview, I kind of talked a bit about how I had to fix some things and change some code around in the framework to get it working with the Geneva server and the claims that we were expecting. So once I had that worked out and it was working, then it was very, very simple after that to really input it into our program or our solution to start consuming claims from Washington.
Let's look at it, and you're going to show us how it works on the end user perspective, and then we'll take a look at the code.
Great.
All right.
Okay. So we go to, in this instance, the InfoCard enabled version of Tanner for Schools for Lake Washington, and we're going to go to sign in, and instead of typing in our email and password here, we're going to go over here to the InfoCard logo and click. And what this is going to do is going to bring up Windows Card Space, which is the local program that runs in Windows to store all the information cards that the user has. So we're going to select the Lake Washington card here, hit OK, and then it's going to, using the Zend InfoCard framework, log me in. So
what happened exactly here? Can you just go back to the steps?
Yes.
When the Geneva server is called by the application, what's the flow?
Okay. So when you initially sign in, click on the big purple icon, the Windows Card Space is going to come up with all the cards that are available to use with the site. And then when you choose the card you want to use, Card Space supports a lot of different options on how it authenticates with the server at Lake Washington. And, you know, the classic ones of username and password. The one that I'm using is a software-backed certificate, and it's been produced by the school, and I have it on my local machine. And so the card is hooked up to that certificate. When I click the card, I don't have to use it username or password. It just uses a certificate to authenticate with the server at Lake Washington. And it gets back the data to CardSpace, and then CardSpace posts it to our website, and we process that information to the claims app.
Okay, so can you show us now from the PHP developer point of view, the side, the coding side,
absolutely,
and what you have to do to make that happen on the application?
Yeah, no problem. So, to get it working, to just get the HTML working, it's pretty simple. You just make a normal object tag like you would for a Flash video or something like that. And the type is of application x-information card. And then there are a bunch of different parameters you're going to want to put in there. The first one, I think, is fairly standard, and you want to do that with all of them, is the token type, which is just saying it's a SAML version 1.1 token. And then the next three are going to be more customized. The issuer parameter is going to be who you are going to trust the claims to be coming from. So in this case, it's the STS at Lake Washington. And then the next parameter, the next parameters are the about the claims. And the first one's which claims you're going to require. And in this case, we're only requiring their given name or their first name. And then there's a couple more optional claims, email address, what group they're in, their last name, and this personal private identifier. So what these three parameters do is really, when it gets passed to Windows Card Space, it limits what cards pop up or are popped up in Windows Card Space. So the only cards that will pop up are the ones that are from LakeWashington.org, have a given name as a claim that I can get, and that have some of these optional claims. They don't necessarily have to have these optional claims.
Okay. So that piece really enables the icon and the fact that the user has the option to use the card space.
Right.
So when the user click on the logo, select the card, click OK, and returns back to the application, what happens then?
So you're going to have to download the InfoCard framework from Zend, put it in, you know, in your directory, and require the InfoCard Zend InfoCard object, and then you're going to have to make a new instance of the Zend InfoCard object, which I do here. Add in the certificates, both the public and private key, that are being used to encrypt the XML token on the server side, so that you can use the certificates to decrypt the token that's coming in. You pass in the XML to the InfoCard object and say process this XML, and it'll get back the claims here. You double check that this is a valid valid claim and valid information card that you're getting, and then you can just start using the claims based on you know, what you've been asked to get and what has been required. So here I start using the first name, last name, email address, and then some of the group claims to start logging them in, creating a user account for them if they haven't logged in before. So there's a couple different ways that you can get claims out. You can use this object model where you just use the dash caret and the claim name. There's also a way to specify which claim by URI, which I do here for the group claim, because there's going to be multiple groups in most cases that the user is belonging to. And I can foreach through those group claims and do some logic based on the group name.
Okay. And this is where you actually connect back to the logic of your application.
Yes. Starting right here is where you start. This and below is when you start, you know, inserting in the database if you have to, and use your account and setting up the permissions and etc. So it's very, very, very simple to do once you have the thing downloaded.
All right.
Yeah. Well.
Hey Scott, that was really interesting.
Yeah.
I think we got the key point. We deep dive into some details. So can
yes.
you just wrap up for the sake of the conversation and for people to remember what are the key steps?
Absolutely. So from a PHP developer's standpoint, this is going to be very, very easy for them. All you have to do is download the Zend InfoCard framework, plop it into your project, make sure it's required, add that simple little bit of HTML so that CardSpace can be useful, and then do the simple adding of the processing of the XML that comes over from the STS. So, and you can start using the claims to start having fun.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very
See
much.
You.
Bye.